Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Just to speak about Ryan in a little bit more depth. He kind of, I mean, sort of almost slightly came under the radar because he was a late signing, and there was more of a fanfare about the earlier ones. And obviously he didn't start because he hasn't got used to your style of play, and he's still learning. But we did see that he does have this sort of raw power and the running ability. And obviously
raw power. Yeah. I'm not sure a lot of people would have described him in the past. The raw power, he's technically incredibly good. The first touch is insane. The speed up is top class. Really good shooter. What we saw with the Darwin goal, which was disallowed, but the ball was a fireball before. So that's, he's a really good player. He's a really good player. Yes, and he came late, and yes, we play slightly different, and yes, that needs time to adapt. And that what we can give him, thank God. And he's completely happy with it, and he's in the group, and he realized in each training session that he gets treated exactly like all the others, if he starts or not. He gets even a few more informations in specific moments. He can see what the other boys do in similar positions. He can watch it. He learns when he's a smart boy. Oh, everything goes in the right direction. That's really, really nice to see. And now assists in the other games, and now he has his first goal. No, it's good. Long may it continue. Very important for us.
Yeah, and just thinking back to the Brighton away game last season.
Yes,
I obviously
thank you
don't
very
want
much.
A repeat of that, sorry. but you're confident there won't be a repeat of that given, you know, the options at your disposal now. I know you've mentioned the players that you're going to be missing, but
whichever option you have, if you play like we played last year, you will get the massive knock again. That's how it is. So we should play better, and I think we can play better. That's the first step into the right direction. That's what we have to make sure. Brighton had now, I think, a few results which didn't go exactly in their way, but that's a completely normal situation in the development. They had a lot of change, lost top players, one of them we got, and still played incredible football, and we could watch a little bit before the game. Until we couldn't see the first half, when they were 2-0 down, I saw the second half, and they put Marseille massively under pressure, and got a point there. So we expect a really tough game against one of the best sides in the league, best coached team in the league, I would say, because where they're coming from. And yes, Graham did already a lot of stuff, and that's a really smart move from Potter to De Zerbi, to be honest. But they made really big steps and super consistent, different formations, different players, lineups. Wow. And you always see Brighton football, and I couldn't respect that more. So, but I'm really looking forward to the game because we have to put a few things right, because you can look once silly, but you should not look at twice. The second time silly still can happen because they're really good, but we have to do better, and we will give it a proper try to do better, definitely.
Jürgen, obviously Alexis goes back to his old club. What have you made of his start?
I'm not sure he can leave his brother, because they are giving 25 interviews in a row now together. As if it's the first time that two brothers played against each other in world football, or what it felt like. It's a really nice story.
Now he's a joke.
Nobody was interested in that, obviously. I suppose we spoke about football. Yeah, so sorry. That was a penalty. Sorry, I had to take that.
What have you kind of made of his start? He's had to be flexible in positionings and changing in positions in games. Have you found his best position and how do you think he's...
No, we didn't even look for his best position yet. We just use him. He's a fantastic player. I love everything about him. Super smart tactically and off the pitch as well. So that's really, really nice to work with him. Yes, and if we as a team defend well, he can play definitely the six. Definitely. Did I know that before? I had a guess, but I was not sure because I didn't know exactly how all the other boys will do defending. And because we defend more compact and better than we did in our bad phases last year, we have small spaces, and then it's really, really good because he sees the situations really well. And from there, we have an extra footballer on the pitch, and it's really cool. But best position, he's too young for me to know it already. He's a midfielder, I can say, tell you that. He's a midfielder, and I'm happy about having him.
Well done.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Jürgen. How's Thiago doing? We're through to another international break, and I know he suffered a setback, but how close is he to a return?
Yeah. It's just, for him especially, it's annoying. So, had now two setbacks in the rehab, not massive, but enough to take him off the pitch again. Obviously not the same injury, not at all, but a little bit similar and as annoying as it is for Stefan Bacetic. So was there, played a few minutes and then felt something else. That's how it is after long-term injuries from time to time. I don't know. I will not put pressure on that. Yeah, because I can't anyway. If they will be back after international, we will see that. Hopefully would be cool. Cody has a good chance that he will be already off the brace. Walks normal around here. So from all the very, very bad opportunities and possibilities injury-wise we had, I think he nearly got the best, but is still injured. So, and Connor is on the way back to his running, but in that age group and with these kind of injuries, you tend to give them rather 3 weeks more than not enough, because just it has to together is to has to do with the growing process of the body, stuff like this. So I couldn't get this injury anymore. So let me say it like that, and that's why they need a bit of time.
Last one at the back.
I just want to ask about the centre back situation. I think a lot of people thought that Kanate and Van Dijk would be the main two, but obviously Joel Matip's played in the past couple of league games, so you know there seems a real battle in there. How impressed have you been with Joel's form of late, and Kanate tonight really pushing to thrust himself into the starting 11 on Sunday?
Did Joel play more often than Ibu? I'm not sure. Did Joel play more often than Ibu?
No, he's played the past couple of games in the league.
Yeah. So we don't make a difference between league games and cup games and stuff. We just play football. Want to win the next football game ahead of us. So that means I didn't make a decision who play. I know that they all can play together. It's about the boys had a little bit of a history when they play too often that they then get injured. We had that in the past and we tried to share the really high intense part. As long as it's possible, maybe after the national break it's not possible anymore, then 2.5 play all the games. That's possible as well. So I'm just happy that nobody won a race, nobody lost a race. Joe Gomez played super on right back. I'm pretty sure he played a really good game. Did he play on centre half as well? Which game was that?
Villa.
That was a good game. So means they're all there, and we need them all. I didn't make a decision. It's just about who is now ready to go. And after international, I hope they come all back. Now they first Brighton, but then we have them give them all again to all different countries. And then we will make a decision for the next game.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.